This is Dairy Radio Now.
Time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome. And today's Feed Forum will be talking about adding molasses to dairy cattle rations. And certainly molasses is a byproduct that comes from the sugarcane industry and or the beet pulp industry. And it has, in some cases, some fairly economic resources depending on times and distances. There's a couple of reasons why we want to take a hard look at molasses, and then we'll give you some guidelines and some things to think about. Number one, it's a way to increase milk production. And a series of studies done in 2015 analyzed, they looked at two different types of herds that produce more than 74 pounds of milk and those under 74 pounds of milk, using $17.50 milk, which is very close to today's milk price, and 12 cents per pound of dry matter. And the take-home message was net income over feed cost. It was how much more money did I make after paying for the molasses and getting the milk response to the high-producing cows, about 33 cents more profit per cow per day. That's a big number. Under 74 pounds of milk, the response was different because the milk yield was a bit lower at 3.1 pounds, and that ended up with about a 15-cent profit margin. So that's kind of good news from there. And so our listeners would probably ask, why do these cows get more milk with sugar? And first of all, we know it increases fiber digestion. Some classic work done by the University of Wisconsin, Dr. Glenn Broderick, looked at different levels of sugar and discovered that MDF digestibility went up significantly. And when you do that, that simply means cows get more nutrients from that feed, and they can consume a little bit more feed as well. And it just looks like it stimulates those fiber-digesting bacteria. The sugar has a different role in the rumen compared to starch and other sources, so we're changing the nutrients that are going into the rumen. Second of all, we increase feed efficiency, and that's because basically we get more milk. And feed efficiency basically is a key number now in the dairy industry that will be pounds of 3.5 fat-corrected milk per pound of dry matter. And so cows produce more milk on the same given amount of feed as far as that goes. So third of all, we can do some precision feeding. By precision feeding, it means what? Well, this is a liquid product. In most cases, it is then added to the TMI mixer after the mixing process. And farmers can customize these molasses products. They can add such things as vitamins, niacin, biotin, some of the macro minerals, some NPN protein, some of the feed additives like the organic zincs and that. And so really the farmer can really tie this in and get it very completely distributed in the feeding program. And then, of course, another huge factor with sugar, and that is that it reduces sorting because it's sticky. And therefore, the smaller feed particles stick together. Cows don't have the ability to sort out some of the longer particles. And, of course, another plus increases palatability. Cows, calves, heifers, dry cows, they like the sweetness that occurs with molasses. So as we start wrapping this one up, Bill, we might ask the question, what levels are we looking at? Total sugar. And for lactating cows in the ration, 6 to 7% total sugar. Most ruminant rations here in the Midwest would be somewhere around 2.5 to 3%, depending on much of grass and alfalfa hay they might have in the feeding program. Another nice guideline is if you add the percent starch and sugar together, should be in the range of 30 to 33%. These are very high energy feeds. We don't want to overwhelm the bacteria, leading to marginal rumen acidosis. Also, a great place for this in calf starters, the molasses can really reduce dustiness and increase taste and palatability, typically 5 to 7% added molasses, and that would be to texturize calf starters, not pelleted, but usually I mean steam flake corn or coarsely processed corn, rolled oats, and then usually a protein supplement source as well. For dry cows, there's some new data that came out of Canada that shows that, in fact, there is less sorting in these high straw-based diets, very popular in the United States, and also increases dry matter intake. So the bottom line, I think producers need to look at, and in most cases, molasses will not be at least cost, but it's a good cost. And with the extra milk production, it will easily cover the cost of adding this technology to our rations. Thanks. Have a great day.
Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus at the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Keep it tuned here for the latest dairy news. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.